Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we rejoice in it and be glad in it. We thank God for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 5. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Hallelujah, that's a beautiful word. My dear brothers and sisters, we all can go through storms of life. But as David was crying out to the Lord and he said, He is my shelter, He is my refuge. He will hide me in His pavilion. And in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And that's amazing. A.B. Simpson said, Once my hands were always trying hard to do my best. Now my heart is sweetly trusting and my soul is all at rest. Evangelist D.L. Moody once observed that there are three kinds of faith a Christian can have. Number one, a struggling faith. Number two, a clinging faith. Number three, a resting faith. A resting faith is not some mystical feeling that we might experience at times in a church service or during a spiritually high moment. It is simply the daily repose of a life that has learned to relax and be comfortable in God's providential care. Such an attitude is the result of ceasing to live for self and starting to live solely for God's glory. My dear brothers and sisters, the doctors and the people in the medical profession have long realized the relationship that exists between a happy, calm spirit and a healthy body. Doctors have often stated that many of our physical problems are caused by undue stress. How important it is then, even for our own well-being, to relax and rest in God, to trust Him implicitly, regardless of the circumstances. Since we were created in His image, we are able to find fulfillment and true contentment only as we learn to enjoy His daily fellowship. And this is the resting faith D.L. Moody was talking about. And my dear brothers and sisters, it's important that we understand the power of resting faith, that no matter what the storm be, we will rest in Jesus. We'll rest on a rock. We'll know that we will not be moved. We will not be shaken. We will not be perturbed. We will not be uprooted. But we are grounded and rooted in Jesus. Hallelujah. So if your faith in God is something other than a resting faith, ask Jesus to help you move up into this higher spiritual realm. And thank Him for His willingness to help you. Because remember, He always desires that your faith will be built up. Hallelujah. That your faith will increase in the Lord God Almighty. I was listening to a beautiful hymn by Mary D. James. And the chorus says, Now I am resting, sweetly resting in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Beautiful hymn. I loved it. And it blessed my soul this morning. And I'll share the link with you so that you can also enjoy this hymn. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. I would also like to encourage you with this scripture in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. It says, Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. If God is for us, who can be against us? Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. Time and again, you assure us of your presence. You assure us of your promise. You assure us of your covenant that you have made with us, that you will hide us in your pinions, under your wings, in the cleft of the rock, O Lord, that upon the rock you will keep us, in the tabernacle you will hide us. O Lord, you'll keep us safe and secure. And Lord, there are many assurances. in your word that will, oh Father, grant us the courage to face the day with the glory of God. Hallelujah. Abba Father, that today we will not be dismayed. Today we will be full of courage, full of faith, knowing that today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I pray, Abba Father, the Lord, give us that faith. Give us that trust in our hearts this morning. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, as your flock. Lord, they step out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray that your grace and glory will abound upon them, and you will keep them from every appearance of evil, and you will bless them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over that sickness, and I command it to get out and enter into that body again, no more. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Don't forget to enjoy your weekend and prepare yourself to be in church this Sunday morning. God bless you, and bye. Bye-bye.